Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. 36 degrees, which is just a little over 2 degrees Celsius. 91% humidity. A very chilly rain. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Abracadaver in my cup this morning. Yes. It is definitely a hot coffee morning. Boy. There's even a light breeze to go with the rain and the cold. It's like, damn. It's all right. It's winter. This is what happens sometimes. Apparently it's going to be snowmageddon across the world. Well, across the states, the Midwest. I saw the weather map on weather.com. It's like, ooh. All my Midwest friends, and there are many of you, bundle up, buttercup. It's gonna be frosty. They're saying rain and snow today here, too. The temperature's gonna hover right around freezing, so it's gonna be like, who knows? We shall see. Might make getting to the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry a little tricky tonight. We shall see. Everything's up in the air. So I was sitting there marinating, and the north-south train went by, and I was very, very much aware of me wanting. Morning. Wanting to see Big Hair Dude. It was almost a yearning. It's like, please, please, let Big Hair Dude be on the train. And he wasn't. His imposter was there. But not Big Hair Dude. And it got me thinking, you know, there's... whether you believe in God or a living universe or whatever, we all have that moment of, please let this be blah blah, or please let blah blah happen, or whatever, right? And it's like, there's this, we're asking please, but what are we asking it of? You know? Please let Big Hair Dude be on the train. Who am I talking to? Who am I bargaining with? Who am I pleading with to have Big Hair Dude be on the train? Or to have the job interview go well? Or to have the person like me? Or whatever. Who are we bargaining with? And I don't know. I mean, it's got to be this notion that there is a an entity, not an entity, but a force, an intelligence, let's put it that way. Something that can be bargained with, something that can be requested of. And it got me thinking about prayer. I'm not a big advocate of organized religion or the notion of a god, especially a male god. up in heaven dictating terms and circumstances and machinations. That doesn't make sense to me. But prayer is basically just an organized, please let big hair dude be on the train. It takes that impulse of being able to negotiate with life, with the world, with the universe, and ritualizes it, formalizes it, makes it legitimate. Towels, tink. And in that regard, what I'm trying to articulate here, there's I think there's something healthy in prayer. I'm not a big advocate of putting faith or trusting in God or Jesus or anything like that to take care of you. I'm sure there's a comfort to that, I'm sure. But I don't think that's the way it works. Good morning. But the act of prayer, the act of articulating some desire, some outcome, I think that has merit. You know, last night I had the distinct pleasure of cooking Muse dinner, because she'd had a rough day and really kind of just needed someone around and didn't have specific dinner arrangements made and didn't want to, and reached out and asked. She asked, you know, are you free? Would you like to do this? And like, of course I do. Of course I do. She's very concerned about taking advantage of people and me in particular. She wants to respect my autonomy, I guess. But the point being is that she had the need to articulate to someone other than your own head. We've talked about talking to yourself. That doesn't work. Sometimes you need another person to speak to articulate to. And many times, I remember I was working as a coder for an educational software company. And sometimes other coders would come to my office and say, Dave, I'm having a problem with this code. Let me describe it to you. And they would. And before I could get a word out, they'd say, oh, it's this. I get it. Thanks, Dave. It's like, you're welcome. But it's that impulse to, or that act of articulating, of expressing a feeling or a thought or a concept, putting it into words, frames it and crystallizes it. It organizes it in your mind, in your heart. It stops being squishy thought stuff and starts and allows you to frame it in a context of thought and awareness. So, while I don't think there is a judging God or savior figure who receives prayers and acts on them or doesn't based on some grand scheme, I do think the articulation of those desires is helpful. It may not make those desires come true, but it gives you, whoa, slippery concrete, what the hell? It gives you, and by you I mean me, always. And anytime I say you, I mean me. We know that. But it gives the person the awareness of what those desires are. And I don't know, once those desires are spoken, once they are made real, whether you're talking to a friend or talking to God, suddenly all of your incredible skills of problem solving and analysis and assessment and strategy are brought to bear. The articulation of desire is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. I guess that's the big takeaway from all of this. The lights are out. So all along 11th Street, in this part of 11th Street, there have been lights on the trees since before Christmas. They're not there now. They're there, but they're unplugged. The lights are off. That's disappointing. I really rather like those. Driving back from Muse's last night, I saw several houses still had their Christmas lights up. It's like, you go! Keep that bright festive cheer going all year round. Why would you not? Because it's not the holiday season. It's like, yeah. So? I mean, if it brings you joy from end of November to middle of January, why not just spread that out? And let those bright colored lights keep giving you joy. Yep, they're all out. Bummer. Ah, well. I'm back at Jameson Square, so let's wrap this up for a Wednesday. The tipping point. The liminal space between the beginning of the week and the end of the week. At some point during this day, we crest that roller coaster hill and begin the glorious descent towards the weekend. Descent? Instinctively, I kind of think that. But it's not down, it's just easier, I guess. One lone crow singing in the morning. Anyway, I hope you have a lovely Wednesday. I hope your articulated desires provide you with the necessary means to bring those desires to fruition. How about that for a prayer? Yeah. And however it goes down, underscoring all that we do as we go about our day, we always have the wisdom of Brother Zigzag Claiborne to fall back on, who in his creative mojo, his fiery wisdom has imparted unto us. Despite everything, create. Add to the world. Add you to the world. Add your desires to the world. I mean, everything that I just realized, as you look around, everything that you see, every building, every store, every street, everything is the sum product of somebody's desire made manifest. Make your desires manifest. That's creation, right? Yeah, absolutely. And I will add to that, of course, that you must love fearlessly. I think that's a part of the whole creative process too. You got to be able to love. And if you're going to love, love all the way. And I promise you, I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon. Stay warm, y'all.